We're learning with Shuvat Avichav Adat. We're in Chelek Bet, Siman Lamed Aleph. It's interesting he put Siman Lamed Aleph before Siman Lamed Bet, because the following, Siman Lamed Aleph is as follows. A kala, a new bride who just got married, when she lights candles in her home, Erev Shabbat, Neirot Shabbat, for the first time, does she recite Shechianu or not? The reason that it's interesting is because Siman Lamed Bet is should single girls at home light candles with their mothers. So presumably not, because then what's the question about Shechianu the first time when they get married? Okay, so let's assume not. The question is, when she does the mitzvah, presuming she's doing the mitzvah for the first time, do you make a Shechianu, do you recite Shechianu when you do a mitzvah for the first time? So the Tosefta writes, is the Tosefta in Brachot? On Talit Chadashah, Tfilin Chadashim, you make a Shechianu. New Tfilin, new Talit, you make a Shechianu. Now the Tosfot says no. They quote Rav Strira Gaon, actually. He says, no. Shechianu, you say on a mitzvah haba'ah, mizman lezman. A mitzvah that happens on the cycle. And whenever you encounter it again, that's when you make a Shechianu. New talit, new tefillin is not a cycle. That's not a cycle. And therefore, there is no Shechianu on talit and tefillin. The tour splits the din. The tour writes on talit, yes. Tefillin, he doesn't say anything. So the Beit Yosef says, yeah, really, we hold like Tosfot. Tosfot says, on the mitzvah ba'am mizman lezman. A mitzvah that happens once a year, or every so often, shofar, lulav, sukkah, megillah, matzah. You make a shechianu. So why talit? With new garment. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. We make a shechianu for different things. We make a shechianu on the mitzvah, sukkah, lulav, shofar. And you also make a shechianu on a new piece of clothing. Talit is new clothing. Has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's new clothing. You get a It's a beged chashuv. It's a beged that you wear for a mitzvah. Tefillin's not a beged. It's not a garment. It's not a garment. It's made of leather. First of all, it's leather. The Gemara says leather specifically is not a garment. Okay, what if you have a leather coat? Okay, but stay there. We'll have to figure that out. But, yeah. Okay, but you're not going to make a shechianu every 24 hours. I don't think anyone would argue mizman lezman. Shabbat's every 7 days. You're not going to do that either, right? It has to be longer zmanim with a longer break. And therefore, we assume that it's a mitzvah, ba'am mitzvah zman. It does not get a shechianu. The Chida writes, the Minhag follows the Tosfot, which follows the Shulchan Aruch, that on the new talit you make a shechianu, but on new tefillin, you don't make a shechianu. Now, it's not only new tefillin. Every bar mitzvah boy would have this question, right? So this comes up in other reasoning also. The Rokeach says, no. The Rokeach says, the first time you do a mitzvah, you should make a Shechianu. The Rokeach disagrees. He has proof for this. The proof is the Gemara Menachot. The Gemara Menachot says as follows. Kohen, ha'omedu makriv mincha b'Yerushalayim, omer Shechianu. Kohen brings a mincha, korban mincha, he makes a Shechianu. When? Why? How often? So, Chavit is Kohen Gadol. So it says, Kohen, omed mevarich, Shechianu. When? How? Who? So Kohen, good. So Rashi says, yeah, the first time you do it, you make a Shechianu. Like, that's what the Rokeach says. You see, the first time you do a mitzvah, new mitzvah for you, you make Shechianu. Tosfot says, no! Tosfot, it's a different Tosfot, but the same people who said the previous one, mitzvah, ba, mitzvah, nazan, he says, no. Understand how the Kohanim work. How do you function the Beit HaMikdash? Where do you have Kohanim? The Kohanim were broken up into 24 Mishmarot. 24 groups of people. Each one had a week. Each mishmar effectively had 2 weeks a year, right? You're mishmar number 13, so every 13th week you got the 48 weeks, right? That would be twice a year, and some people got three times. But every 24 weeks you go back. And then among those days, so there are 6 days of the week, of the weekday, they were broken up into batei av. So you were assigned one day of one of those weeks. So you worked, if you're a Kohen, 2 days a year. 2 days a year. Tosfot says, that's mitzvah ba'am mitzvah lezman. That's mitzvah ba'am mitzvah lezman. When it's your Tuesday, your Wednesday, whatever day you're assigned, that's like a cycle. So when it's your day, you always make that bracha. Because for you, it's a shechianu. For you, it's a cycle. You do it the first year, you do it the second year, you do it every year that you work in the Beit HaMikdash. But he's consistent, depends how you interpret that Gemara. So the Rokeach interprets the Gemara like Rashi. Who says Rashi's right? Tosfot disagrees. And therefore, there would be no proof for this. They also talk about other mitzvot that people, we rarely have the opportunity to fulfill, but it comes up. When you do, those who do shchitan kaparot, and it's not shchitan kaparot, they say, The Shulchan Aruch writes not to do kaparot with the chicken. Some people do that. Rizal does the kaparot with the chicken. Fine, regardless. Afterwards, they do shechita. After shechita and the chicken, you have to do the mitzvah of kisui adam. Often, when you pay for the kaparot, they're mechabed, you could do the mitzvah of kisui adam. How often do we do the mitzvah of kisui adam? I'm not going to ask, okay? But we don't, most of us, right? How often do you do shechita? If you're not involved, you don't know. So do the mitzvah of kisui adam. For some people, it's the first time in their life. So they make a bracha of kisui adam. You make a bracha, l'chasot zanam v'afar. So you make a shechianu when you do that for the first time. It would be the same, the very same machloket, and the very same machloket would apply. It's the first time in your life you do berachah betzayim mitzvah ba mitzvah l'zman. There's no like set time for shechita. Those are do shechita every day. It's not a set time. It would not get a berachah shechianu. There's a Tiferet Lemoshe. He says even the rokeach, who said the proof from the kohen, he says you know why. In the first time in your life there, you needed to have a lot of training. You couldn't just be a Kohen. It's not like you showed up. Kohen, it's your first time on a Tuesday. Okay, go. You have to have training. You have to know what you're doing. It's an accomplishment. It's like you graduated. It's an accomplishment. It's a graduation. That gets a Shechianu. That's special. That's unique. But other mitzvot that you do for the first time, that kisui dam ba'afar, is blood. You pour dirt on it. It's not a lot of omanut yitzhairah you need here. That would not require.
What about the
kala? So that's the conclusion. Yeah, so we're going to say the kala not, right? And so we assume that there's not. We assume that a bar mitzvah boy does not make a bracha on his shechianu on his tefillin. If he gets a new talit, he makes a shechianu. But that's about a beged. That's about a beged. He should make a shechianu on the beged. There's a whole debate, not here. Should the bar mitzvah boy make a shechianu on all the mitzvot? All 613. Because as of today, he can now do all of them. So maybe that requires a Shechianu. So in Yalkut Yosef, not here, he says, no. So get him a new talit. So make a Shechianu talit and have in mind everything else also. But we haven't practiced the tefillin before. So the tefillin certainly doesn't get a Shechianu regardless. Rav Avadya writes, therefore writes, Kala should not make a Brachan Shechianu either. A Kala should not make a Brachan Shechianu because although it's the first time she's doing the mitzvah, if it's the first time she's doing the mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. First time you're doing a mitzvah does not get a Shechianu. Shechianu only happens only for a mitzvah ba'am mizman lezman. Something that's a cycle and it comes that once or twice a year that it happens, that's when you do the brachav shechianu. Yes?
If you buy a shirt, new shirt.
Yeah. So there's a question when
it... Yeah.
So the question of shechianu on clothing is complicated because nowadays buying clothing is... Depends what kind of shirt. But nowadays buying clothing is less exciting. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I buy them on eBay and they come back and you return them and back and forth and like it's nothing. So when yes and when no is complicated. They usually do it. It's a big deal. It's something, it's a fancy suit. It's a wedding suit. It's something nice, something special. So then yes. But otherwise not. Talit is something special. Talit is special, so we do. I'm very nervous about other clothing though. Like you return, you buy it. It's so easy. It's so, Baruch Hashem, we're living at the time of affluence. Like we buy this all the time. People don't even think about it. So, okay, if it's something special, then maybe. If something not regular, then not. The two exceptions, they say there are those who want to be melamed tzchut on the minhag for bar mitzvah boy. So there's a Rishlomo Kluger. So there's another question, they say. Sorry. There's another first. There's another time you do a first mitzvah in your life. Sometimes they want to, the kala, the first time she goes to the mikveh. Does she make a bracha? Does she make a bracha first time she goes to the mikveh? So she makes a bracha of Allah Tevila. She make a brachav shechianu also. So they say, no, she shouldn't. So the Chatam Sofer says, okay, fine. But the Chatam Sofer wants to give a limud zchut about candle lighting. He says, there are those who have the binhag, on the first tefillah, my mistake, I apologize. On the first time they go to the mikveh, he says, it's wrong. Tosfot says, no, that's not mitzvah mizman lezman, although she does go every month. Okay. But that's not mizman lezman, it's not lezman kavua. So he says, you can have a limud zchut. He says, You know when you make a Shechianu? When the first time you're obligated in mitzvot. Not mitzvah, mitzvot. When you first demonstrate your obligation in mitzvot. He says, that's why some have the minhag. We don't do this. That the bar mitzvah way makes a bracha is tefillin. Why tefillin? Not because tefillin is the first time he's doing the mitzvah. It's the first time he's doing a mitzvah that is part of chiyuv mitzvot. The first time he's obligated in chiyuv mitzvot, he's making a Shechianu. The first, because now he's a bar mitzvah boy, now he's obligated to mitzvot, He's making a Shechianu. This is very troubling for a whole bunch of reasons. What about Arvit last night, Kriyat Shema last night, all of these things he did? He says, that's not demonstrating anything. So a girl also, she becomes Bat Mitzvah. He says, but what does she do? What's unique to her that she's doing differently the day after her Bat Mitzvah than she did before? The first thing she's doing, there's no tefillin, there's no talit, she's going to the mikveh when she gets married. He says, that's weak. That's weak. That's a limud zchut on the minag. That's weak. That's not real. It doesn't hold water. And therefore, we assume that that's not true. And therefore, we assume that it needs to be a mitzvah ba'am yizman lezman, something that happens on the cycle, on the regular cycle, and not that frequently, apparently. Not every Shabbat, not every day, apparently not every month. A woman does not make a bracha of Shechianu when she goes to the mikveh every month. Certainly not even every month. But maybe, according to the Tosfos, the Kohanim will go twice a year. That would already get a Shechianu, a holiday, something like that. But the first time you do a mitzvah, whether it's candle lighting, tefillin, going to the mikveh, whatever it is, kisui adam, trumot u'masros for us Americans, you know. Trumot u'masros. Maybe the first time you're mafrish trumot u'masros, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you can be mafrish trumot u'masros. Rambam writes explicitly not that none of these get a Shechianu the first time, only on cyclical mitzvot. Somewhat counterintuitive. I would have thought, no, the first time. We say, no, only something that comes back and is frequent, only that gets a Shechianu.